Here we are, friends. We've had 3 soul-filling weeks together. I thank you for joining Deepak and me on the path to manifesting grace through gratitude. Together, we've shared the sacred connection between gratitude and grace and how that connection creates the foundation for a joyful and awakened life. Today, we elevate that foundation to the highest level. Welcome to Day 21, Seeing with the Eyes of the Soul. When you are most open and alive, when you accept everyone as they are, when you ease into the moment, feel no resistance, when you absorb the beauty all around you, then you have manifested grace, or rather, grace has manifested in you. Those moments might feel fleeting at first, but the more you practice, the better you get. This, as Deepak shares, is the state of greatest clarity, calm, and completeness. Seeing with the eye of the soul allows you to unmask beauty and truth and everything that is real. You are awakened to life's perfection in every moment. The blessings flow. Let's go there right now.
Every spiritual tradition has prayers of thanksgiving to the Creator. In a secular world, this attitude has fallen away. In its place, we demand valid experience, the kind that convinces us we are believing in something real. Grace leaves hints and clues about what's really real. Behind the mask of appearances, which we see with the eyes of the body, there's the realm of spirit, which we see with the eyes of the soul. In a moment of grace, you see with the eyes of the soul because you're perceiving the subtle dimension where truth, beauty, and love are undeniable. These experiences come from your source. Then we feel the ecstasy of our own being. We are drawn in by an irresistible pull. The mystic poet Rumi expresses such a moment as if it is happening this very instant. I have discovered love. How marvelous, how good, how beautiful it is. I offer my salutation to the spirit of passion that aroused and excited this whole universe and all it contains. This is the highest state of the gladdened heart, when mind and body almost burst with rapture. In India, it is sometimes called being mad for God. But in reality, this is the highest sanity because our perception has become perfectly clear. The more we see the world this way, permeated by light, the more we offer thanks. All gratitude is ultimately spiritual. The only difference is how clearly you see the light and know that it is real. For some mystics, this light is as visible as sunlight or an incandescent bulb. But the eyes of the soul see another kind of light too, which is the vibrancy of creation, the presence of love, and the beauty of nature that shines in all things. In our meditations, we perceive silence, peace, and the purity of our own being. When you keep up your practice, your perception of these things becomes clearer. And soon you start to see clearly, even outside meditation. The highest level of perception is to see the light at all times. At that point, everything false has fallen away and whatever is left must be real. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. My soul sees only light everywhere. My soul sees only light everywhere. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Tvam Eva Sarvam. This mantra means, my true self is everything I hold dear. Spirit is my mother, father, friend, lover, wisdom, joy, and abundance. As you repeat the mantra, feel these connections to the universe in your heart as something personal and intimate. Repeat it silently to yourself. Tvam Eva Sarvam. Tvam Eva Sarvam. Tvam Eva Sarvam. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Tvam Eva Sarvam. Tvam Eva Sarvam. Tvam Eva Sarvam. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Tvam Eva Sarvam. Tvam Eva Sarvam. Tvam Eva Sarvam. it's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. My soul sees only light everywhere. My soul sees only light everywhere. My soul sees only light everywhere. Namaste.